When school shootings occur, the country collectively asks, what needs to happen to keep students safe? What does it take to identify students who are struggling and get them support? Wyoming Public Radio's education reporter Tennessee Watson sat down with University of Wyoming Professor of Counseling Mary Alice Bruce and graduate student Ken Hilton to talk about how school counselors fit into the conversation about safe schools.
Well, I think we're really integral. I think frequently anybody in a school will notice the students that are doing really well or that are struggling to a significant degree. But school counselors have an opportunity to have a more in-depth relationship with the wide variety of students. So they have a role in noticing, you know, your middle-of-the-pack students that might have a little bit more going on than than might be seen on the surface, I guess.
And school counselors are part of that school team. So we work so closely with the administrators, the teachers, the paras, the parents and community. We kind of bring that system together and we know what's going on. We're the glue that holds the school together and helps support a safe climate in the school.
And NPR has done some reporting on school counselor shortages nationwide, resulting in counselors carrying large caseloads and putting schedules together and putting out fires, but really not being able to do the work that they're trained to do. And so what does it look like when there are adequate counseling resources in schools, and what do we know is possible?
A lot is possible because our counselors earn 61 credit hours for their master's degree. Our school counselors are also able to be licensed as mental health counselors, and so they're prepared to take on roles and responsibilities that really help the academic and career and psychosocial development of our kids. Ken, I know you're in the schools right now doing a lot of prevention activities.
For me, that's a really important role for when a school counseling program is running well, when we have enough, power, like enough people, is the role of providing some instruction for the social-emotional development of our students. I think typically, especially in Wyoming, we do a really great job of providing a solid academic base for our students. And it's the school counselor's role in a well-staffed program to come in and kind of round out that holistic education for our students so we are working on prevention. You know, we've seen time and time again that prevention is far more effective than, crisis response.
So, for instance, some years ago in Natrona County, some of the administrators and school counselors got together and wrote a federal grant wherein they hired prepared elementary school counselors in about half of the elementary schools. And the programs were well-run and comprehensive. What did they see? Huge increases in the math test scores, in the English test scores, in the reading test scores of those elementary schools where they had elementary school counselors. They have repeated this experiment several times, replicated it in other places in the United States, and they've always seen that huge increase in the test scores. And so we know that kiddos are able to learn when they feel good about themselves. They have their brain clicking, the blood's in the frontal lobes where they're doing decision-making and learning and not stuck in the amygdala where they're worried emotionally. So we can really create safety, safe climate, and learning communities in the schools when we have elementary and middle and high school counselors.
So if you're telling me, you know, the data says this is a good idea, what's behind the shortage nationally? What are the barriers to making sure that all kids have the support that they need?
Well, personally, I think that not all school districts realize the benefits of having school counselors at all levels and people prepared to really do the service delivery in the classrooms and in small groups in addition to individual counseling. So sometimes the priority is not there and they don't quite realize how the academic success and career readiness can be enhanced greatly, significantly with school counselors.
Yeah, and I agree. I think that we're kind of in a place now where we need to be promoting the wide range of what a school counselor can do, and it's not always clear if a program hasn't experienced that yet that there is more than just working with a student one-on-one and that becoming a part of the school community and working in the classrooms and even things like supporting the teachers when they're doing a lot of the really heavy lifting in a school are things that a school counselor can bring. And it's not always as well known that that's what we do.
And what's the landscape like for school counseling in Wyoming?
Well, it's really positive. We were thrilled when the legislature a couple years ago, as a line item, added to renew our counseling program in Casper. So not only are we preparing school counselors here in Laramie, we are also in Casper with intensive weekend programs to prepare our school counselors.
And Ken, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're raised in Wyoming, you're studying counseling in Wyoming, you want to work in Wyoming. What's your take on school counseling in the state right now?
You're correct in all those things, and I think it's necessary. We need more of it, and I think the administrators around the state are coming to see that. And you know, I'm excited as I kind of launch into my career. I think we're in a good place, and you see the people that I'm working with in schools right now, my classmates at UW here, people want to give back to the communities they're from and be a part. You know, people live in Wyoming for a reason, and a lot of them want to stay here and continue developing this community that we care about.
Well, it's great to hear about these things happening in Wyoming. Dr. Mary Alice Bruce is professor of counseling at the University of Wyoming, and Ken Hilton is a graduate student in counseling as well as the Wyoming School Counselor Association's graduate student representative. Thank you so much for sharing your insights.
Thank you, Tennessee.
Yeah, it was great to come down.